When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Trevor. First, a warning. This episode contains depictions of gender dysphoria and misgendering. For a full list of content warnings and a link to our transcript, check the show notes of our episodes. Second, you can get early and ad-free access when you subscribe to our show on the Apollo Podcast app. Check it out today to get access to the next two episodes.
We
are
the
Watchers.
Observers
of the
strange,
paranormal,
occult,
unwelcome,
spiritual,
horrifying,
mystical,
secret,
transcendent,
repulsive,
captivating,
unwelcome,
appalling,
gruesome, unseen,
magic,
weird, revolting,
horrifying,
unseen.
Welcome
to
the
Mayfair
Watchers
Society.
Come on! Fuck you, you fucking zombie motherfucker! Fucking wolves! Fuck!
And here we see Timothy Griggs in his natural habitat, getting totally demolished at Altered Beast. Ooh, quick to anger. The Timothy is not adapted well to being a loser. Ooh, he lashes out.
I'll kill you! Get that camera out of my face!
You gotta catch me first, sucker! Run, bitch!
I'll fuck you up! You think I won't hit a girl? Sam! Where'd you go? Fuck!
Pac-Man's lost in the maze. Too bad this ghost is invisible.
Sam, come on!
Look at that dip trying to find me. Is she over there by the Galaga? No. Oh, that's okay. Maybe I'll go check Kid Icarus. Oh, not there either. That's two strikes. Oh, watch out. He's powering up.
Fuck!
Oh, no way. He's actually about to cry. Is that his snot bubble I see?
Sam?
Oh, crap. He sees me.
I'm going to knock your block off.
Works. He scratched it up real bad, but it works. Now what do you have to say for yourself?
Sorry I called you a girl.
That's right. Sam's the man. Don't forget it.
But don't call me Timothy. Samantha.
Ooh, watch it, tough guy. I might have to kick your ass again.
I'm not scared of a little acrobatics.
Tell that to your schnoz. Oh, I'm Tim. Does anyone have a Kleenex? Hey! I really need this. So, we got kicked out of the arcade. Some of us more literally than others. Oh, Timmy's giving me the finger. Right back at you, buddy.
Fuck you!
We're at Wavy Dave's now. Grabbing a noise slice. Tim got the extra pepperoni because he wants to carry on his family's zit farming legacy. Me, I'm just plain cheesing it. Yet another Friday night in the lives of Sam and Tim.
I almost beat him.
Who are we talking about?
Agger!
Is he your boyfriend?
No, he's the boss in Altered Beast. He's not my boyfriend.
Whatever you say, Slick.
I so could have beat him if he didn't screw up my focus. I had the pattern totally memorized. He was going down.
Oh, yeah. It really sounded like you had it, man.
What do you know, Sam? What was the last video game you beat?
That stuff doesn't matter, dude. Seriously, you're not learning anything from altering any beasts. That's not a life skill. Making sick-ass documentaries. That's a life skill.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a death skill if you don't shut up.
Fine. I'm sorry. All right. I know you wanted to stay at the arcade longer. If beating this Edgar guy...
Agor.
Okay, Agor. If beating him was so important, you should have told me.
I thought you were apologizing.
Didn't I just? You know, I've heard Altered Beast is actually a two-player game.
What's your point?
Nothing. I'm just saying. Maybe things would have gone differently if you'd had another werewolf by your side. Whoa! We're throwing forks now?
You ruined my night, Sam! Don't zoom in on me!
I think I know something that'll cheer you up.
Where did Spike say he was going to pick us up?
A little further. We gotta keep it on the down low.
And you sure he's got beer?
He's Spike Mansfield, dude. He's got more Guinness than the Book of World Records.
If you think this makes up for the Agar thing...
Man, shut up about Agbar. We're gonna be real werewolves tonight.
Woo!
Come on, do it with me. Howl for the camera.
Barf, barf, barf.
Oh, that was so weak. How about you give me a real manly one?
Ooh!
Woo! Yeah! Yeah, bitch! Go, Tim! Go, Tim!
Ooh! Ooh!
Adrian! And the crowd goes wild! Yeah! Give me some punches! Throw some punches for the camera! Yeah! Beat that meat, boy! Beat that meat up! Right hook! Up the top! Pretend the air is that video game, Fozzie. Hey, get him! Hey, Tim, drop! Oh! Way too hard, man. Like you hit me in the pizza.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Just stop making fun of me.
Yeah, so how about you chill the fuck out before I slap your face off, Timothy?
Try it! Fucking try it!
Don't make me put this camera down. Ugh, great. That's Spike's car. Do me a favor and stop being a mental mutant. Spike! Hey! What took you so long?
Trevor Henderson here with an ad break. If you'd like to get early and ad-free access to Mayfair Watchers Society, consider supporting us on the Apollo Podcast app.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And now, back to our show.
What's that, a movie camera?
Yeah, it is.
What you doing with it? Oh, just making a movie about the time Spike Mansfield saved our Friday night.
Oh, anything for Kyle Des Moines, little sister.
Well, I'm not like his sister though. It's more like I'm just a sibling.
What you talking about?
I don't know. I've had so many beers.
So, Spike, what's your real name?
Good question, kid. Spike is short for speak when you're fucking spoken to. Okay?
So, where are we going?
We're gonna go visit my friend Terry.
Oh, yeah? What's his name short for?
Cemetery.
Oh, walked right into that one.
Yeah, you did.
There's seriously nobody named Derry here?
Yo, are you serious?
We're in a fucking boneyard, Sam.
Yeah. I'll say. It looks pretty hype on camera, though.
Yeah, I know it's a bit shady, but this is the best place in Mayfair to drink if you don't want to be messed with.
How often have you come here?
Tons of times.
Is it really safe at night?
You're not chicken, are you?
I don't want to get in fucking trouble on such a lame night.
Chill, kid. You're hanging with the top dog now. We can get away with murder tonight.
I feel like the murder's been covered around here. How many of these suckers do you think were closed casket?
Sam, shut up.
Wow. You're crazy, Samantha.
Yes, Samantha.
You want to be headless?
Let's go sit on the hill.
Good plan, man.
We can have a real party now.
Finally! God damn it! Rise from your graves!
What would you do if they did?
What would you do, Spike?
I'm asking you, Des Moines.
I'd make the most bitchin' documentary of all time.
I'd fucking kick their dead asses! Like this!
Yo, Tim, pass me a beer.
Get it yourself.
Yeah, all right.
So, what's your brother up to?
College.
Oh, yeah. He graduated, didn't he?
Shocking, I know.
I always thought you were the brains of the family.
I am. That's why all the zombies want to eat me so bad.
Still, that's wild. Big Kyle D in college. You know he used to be the king around here, right?
Yeah. I guess I am now.
So who is this kid anyway?
Who, Tim? He's only the second toughest kid at Mayfair High. Roger Bacon once tried to steal his bike from the school parking lot, so Tim threw it at him. He ended up breaking the handlebars and most of the spokes on the front wheel. So now he just walks everywhere, totally uncontested.
Sorry, and he's the second toughest?
Who do you think the toughest is?
Damn.
What's the matter, Timmy? You wear yourself out?
Forgot my beer.
I was just telling Spike about when you stood up to Roger.
I hate that kid.
You know, there was this other time...
Yeah, I think my leg's falling asleep.
Really? Because we just sat down.
I'm just going to take a little walk, you know, clear my head a bit.
Dude... How much have you had?
I got this. I'm sober.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back soon.
Don't get lost, bro. Remember, you're our fucking ride.
Hello, Mayfair. You're watching the Sam Des Moines Nightly Night Show. We're here live in the cemetery with little Timmy G, otherwise known as Chicken Supreme. Oh, he's quick with that bird. Tim. I think I speak for everyone in the audience when I ask you. Are you having fun?
What's so great about Spike Mansfield?
I think we're drinking it, man.
You act so weird around him.
No, he's the one acting weird.
I just don't think you're being honest, Sam. You're never afraid to be yourself when it's just us.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
He was looking at you funny. Like, I wanted to say, back off, Sam's not like that. But you just let him act all macho. It pisses me off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why do you think I'm out here faking it so hard anyway, huh? You're the one who lost his cool in the fucking arcade and again in the streets. You want me to be myself, but you can't handle a few jokes. Does that seem fair to you?
Turn the camera off.
No, I think the people at home need to hear this.
Fuck!
What was that?
It fucking startled me.
Is that Spike?
No, 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 no! Get the hell away from me!
Spike? Spike!
Oh, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
There he is! I see him! It looks like he's running from something!
Did you say what it is?
No, but he's really booking it.
Fucking fuck, he's gonna leave us here!
Fuck. Spike! Stop! Spike! Spike! Come on!
I'll catch up. Just don't let him leave.
You fucking loser! Get us in a shitty fucking beer! Oh, shit.
Sam!
Tim!
Sam!
Tim! I knew you had it in you.
We need to fucking go right now.
What?
Look behind me!
What are you? Oh, no, 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 no. What is that?
Don't zoom in, just run!
Ah! Oh, shit, 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 shit! This way! No! Yeah, that's right. You can't see us, bitch. You have no idea where the fuck we are. Oh, we're not over there. But you keep on thinking that.
Sam, come on.
Not yet. I have to document this. Look at it. What the fuck is it? Oh, it's so bony. Does it even have skin or muscle or anything? It's like a spider made of skeleton.
I can see that it's a fucking freak, man. We gotta go.
We can take it.
You're out of your fucking mind, Samantha!
Hey, Timothy, you told me that if the dead rose up, you could take him down. Are you chicken like Spike?
I'm not!
You wanna beat Agar? That's the fucking Agar!
Okay! Alright. Yeah! Fucking yeah!
Rocky Balboa!
Yeah!
Rocky Balboa!
Yeah!
Let's fucking kill that thing!
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah! Oh! Yeah! Fuck you! Motherfucker!
Yeah!
Fuck, yeah! Fuck!
Oh, bitch! Fucking die!
Fuck you, Agar!
And we're back! We survived the Beast of the Underworld!
That was the most fucked up thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, but we fucked it up more!
I got something I want to say to the camera.
Oh, you go right ahead, man.
Spike Manfield is a fucking chump.
It's true. He's a scrub, too.
This one's for you, Spike!
Oh, it's the famous Tim Griggs middle finger. Classic. Sam and Tim. Still uncontested. Nobody can tear us apart. Yeah. The batteries are getting low. We should probably...
Wait, Sam. I got something else I want to say to the camera.
You do? All right.
Let's hear it.
I am glad you are here with me. Here at the end of all things, Sam.
Whoa. You just came up with that? Sounds like it's from a movie.
It's from a book. The Return of the King.
What's it about?
Well, it's really long and confusing. But at the heart of it, there's a story about friends who work together to destroy evil.
Sounds kick-ass. I bet it'd make a sweet movie.
Fuck yeah.
Did you just hear that?
Oh, fuck, it's Boney again.
Is he back for more?
Yeah, but I don't think he's fucking around this time.
He's a sore loser.
Hey, Boney! Fuck off!
Fuck. What do we do, Sam?
I don't know, okay? I don't know!
How is it still moving? We fucking destroyed that bitch!
Shit, Let's go through the woods.
Are you insane?
We know we can hide from it, so we might as well try.
This is all Spike's fault. That fucking chicken shit left us to die.
Tim, look at me. We're not gonna die, okay? Come on. Skating on us!
Sam, stop trying to film it!
There's no way this isn't going on tape!
There's one way.
Hey! You fucking animal! Where did you throw my camera?
Who cares? Let's get out of here!
Tim!
What?
Gotta find the knife, fish. So I can see it. People have to know.
Just run. Leave me.
No, not again.
Samantha.
That's not my name and you know it.
Come on. You don't have to die like this. Get out of here.
I'm just as tough as you. We're both making it out, or neither of us are. One thing is for sure, though. Anyone who sees this documentary is gonna remember that the biggest pair of badasses went to school at Mayfair High. Class of 92. Rapper fucking Zin.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah. Ooh.
That's more like it, Tim Griggs.
Sam DeMoe. You're my best friend, you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and you're mine too, buddy. Let's beat this fucker into the moon!
Thank
you
for
listening,
neighbor.
Mayfair Watchers Society is based on the works of Trevor Henderson. Boney was written by Gus Zagarella. Timothy Tim Griggs was played by Marquez Moore. Sam Des Moines was played by B. Narr. Spike Mansfield was played by Brad Colebrook. The dialogue editor was Daisy McNamara, sound design by Travis McMaster, music by Matt Roy Berger, the showrunner is Pacific S. Obadiah, creative director is me, Trevor Henderson, and it's produced by Tom Owen and Brad Miska, a Bloody FM show.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.